So, Dave, what have you been looking at in the news this week?
I saw an incredible story. A camera has been built which is capable of taking 1 trillion frames per second.
Okay, that's pretty fast. What's the next best or next fastest?
There are certainly cameras around which take hundreds of thousands of frames a second, but I don't think this fast. You've probably tried slowing films down yourself. Eventually they get jerky, in fact, really quite quickly. It's because your camera only records maybe 15 or 30 frames a second. And as you slow it down, there's no information between those frames, so it becomes really jerky. But Professor Ramesh Rashkar at the Media Lab at MIT has created the camera which will do 1 trillion frames per second.
What technically is the problem that you have to solve in order to make a very fast camera then? Why is it difficult?
To do it properly, you'd have a sensor which resets itself 1 trillion times a second, and just electronics can't do that.
So it's a technological problem?
It's just physically very, very difficult to do. The way they did it was with something called a streak camera. Now, this only looks at one line of the image at a time, so it's not looking at the whole picture. And they project this line onto a screen, and the screen converts this light signal into a signal of free electrons. And then these are accelerated along a vacuum tube towards a detector at the end of a tube. This beam of electrons can then be deflected incredibly quickly up across the sensor. So you end up with the bottom of the sensor detecting what hit it at the beginning of your recording time, and the top of the sensor is recording what happens at the end. So you can deflect these so fast, you can get this 1 trillion frames a second.
And how do you build up one line of an image into the complete image?
Well, this is where they're cheating slightly, and it's not really a proper 1 trillion frames a second video camera. They have to then do the same thing again for another line and again for another line, so maybe 500 times to get a full, fairly low resolution image.
But you recompile all of those things, stitch them all together in time, and you see the complete image as it would have been if you'd seen it in full dimension rather than just as a line.
That's right. So you are constrained to things which you can repeat exactly again and again and again.
What does it look like when you see these images then?
They're absolutely incredible. They've got a very, very short laser pulse, about 1 millimetre long, and you can see this moving across the screen, a kind of slow, as you'd move your hand across a table or something, very slowly.
You can actually see a wave of light going along.
You can see a pulse of light moving across, and then the really incredible thing is if you set up a mirror, you see the pulse go up to the mirror, then it bounces off the mirror, and you can see the reflected light coming off in another direction.
That's amazing. Okay, let's go up a gear then. What about if you do these clever experiments where you put light through 2 different parallel slits? You know what I'm going to say? When you put light through one slit and then you've got another slit next to it, and you get this interference pattern where the light waves interact with each other. If you watch the photons coming through, then they just make 2 spots of light. If you don't watch them, you get rings and interference patterns. What would happen if you did that experiment with this?
Well, this isn't actually looking at the light as it's travelling along. What you're actually seeing is scattered light. The light hits something and bounces off. So if it's hitting some dust in the air or it's hitting a tabletop or something, you are seeing that pulse moving along. And this thing with reflections is why it could be really, really powerful. Because if you had some complex object, they did it with a big pile of crystals, it's almost impossible to see inside that because the reflections from the surface completely mask what's going on deeper inside. But if you watch it with this camera, they've actually got a video of this, you see the light going in and then you see the reflections coming out from near the surface and then you see them later reflections and you see the kind of whole thing sparkles for about 5 or 6 seconds slowed down. And so if you did lots of very clever maths to that and probably illuminated it from different directions, you could actually build up a picture of what was inside that crystal structure or possibly even inside the body, because the body is actually relatively transparent. It's just it scatters light really well. And if you could separate when the light came out of your body and you do a lot of hard maths, you can actually work out pictures of inside your body invisible light without cutting yourself open. And that could be an incredibly powerful technique.
Or resorting to other forms of radiation, which could be harmful to do it.
Both harmful and don't give you the same information, because there are various diseases and things which you can identify with visible light, but you couldn't do with ultrasound or x-rays.